Justin Fluke back with you, joined now by Coach Marco Hunter. We're talking Holton boys basketball. The Wildcats again had last night off, so a little bit of extra time, especially when you consider Holton's final game in the Valley Falls boys tournament got postponed last week, and we know that's going to be played on February 4th at 4:30. Holton will have a game against Jeff West at Valley Falls to finish out that tournament, but just the second game of the tournament that we didn't talk about yet, Coach, from last week, you end up falling to Valley Falls on their home court, 69-50, the final score. I think down 8 or 9 at the end of the first quarter and just couldn't quite seem to make a big enough run to get back and have a chance to win that game.
Yeah, you know, we started different. You know, I had started my character, D-Donder, started, and he started from the bench. And we had a little bit of different change. So our normal lineup was a little bit shifted, but, you know, it still affected how we kind of started. We started out slow and it was hard to get recovered, but, you know, at the end of the game, we changed things up and started playing with a little sense of urgency, which, you know, we talked about afterwards, that that's how we have to start every game, with a sense of urgency. I said, you know, we can't be behind the eight ball and then play catch up every time, you know, no matter who the opponent is. And we're still trying to learn that too. You know, it was a lot of up and down. The biggest thing was, you know, continue to be the rebounding factor, and, you know, the tank for us gets empty pretty fast, and, you know, sometimes it's hard to judge our kids, their approach to it. If they're going to show up, and do they want to press and play hard? Are we going to play back in the zone? And, you know, and then when you change lineups, it affects the momentum. Sure. You know, and Carrick, he came in off the bench and did fine, and you know, but at the same time, you know, he wants to put everything on his back and do it himself, and that's something we've been battling too. But, you know, Valley Falls, they're a good team. They have one good guard, and they're big post player inside. He's a walking double-double, and you know, we defended. I thought we defended both of them pretty well. You know, they still ended up with, you know, 15-plus points apiece, and that was kind of the recipe of their team. So, you know, we can learn from that game, learn from this tournament. You know, a different competition, different basketball programs, which is good. Other than, you know, but I think of the Big East has still prepared us for, you know, good competition, whoever we're going to see. So hopefully we can use that this week and hopefully get us a win and on Friday and use that momentum going into February.
Yeah, Friday you host Horton. It's your final actually got one more non-league matchup, I guess, at home against Osage City in February. But,
correct,
man, I'm looking at the schedule, and February is going to be full. Obviously, with your makeup game, you're going to have 3 contests now next week. Mm-hmm. And you've had a few extra days off here because of the weather, but you've also had a couple extra days of practice without having a game Tuesday. So how are you approaching, I guess, this Horton game? It's a great opportunity, and as you mentioned, it sets up to maybe be kind of a springboard to get things on track here going into the final month.
Yeah, you know, the last night, you know, we couldn't practice Monday because we didn't have school.
Right.
So last night was our first day back since last Thursday as a whole team. So, you know, kind of the approach was kind of like, oh, we're coming back from winter break again. So it was really a more of an intense practice, a lot of conditioning as far as getting our legs back going again. But the approach for the week is, you know, it's kind of a must-win mentality. You know, this is a great opportunity for us to get going, you know, and Horton, you know, they got their first win. So it's almost like we're looking in the mirror, and I told the kids that. I said, they have one win, we have one win. So I said, someone's going to get their second one. So, but, you know, we're playing at home. You know, it's going to be kind of a festive night. We got different things going on. Hopefully have a good crowd on a Friday night, and we can approach that game with the expectation that we're going to do well. You know, a lot that I told them, you know, I've told them just about every game, I said, you need to be encouraged that you're going to do well, that we are going to do well. And it's still just a learning curve, but I think we have a good opportunity Friday night, and hopefully that can kickstart us into February. And well, even with 3 games next week, it's kind of makes it fun. You know, this time of year, you want to just play, and don't worry about practicing so much.
Right. Well, we look forward to Friday, and should be a good matchup at home. So we'll see you then, Coach. Thanks for your time, and best of luck.
Yep, thank you.
Coach Marco Hunter of the Holton Boys, the Wildcat Weekly Locker Room Chats, presented by Medical Pharmacy, by the Farmer State Bank in Holton, and by Community Healthcare System.